CivExchange is an independent, nonpartisan public policy think tank based in Hong Kong. We were set up 16 years ago with a mission to advance people's understanding about important issues and to engage society to shape public policy in Hong Kong.
So I'm curious about the extent to which you get out in front of the curve when it comes to things like urban planning. Is there an opportunity for you to actually dialogue with the global or the local government as they begin to make choices about mapping the future?
Absolutely. We're actually talking to the local government as well as various stakeholders in Hong Kong regarding a number of issues related to urban planning. For example, one of CivExchange's key work has always been related to the air quality in Hong Kong and the Pearl River Delta region. And related to that, obviously, has to do with the entire question about transportation, mobility, and urban planning.
You know, one thing that I do notice here in the city, Amora, is the coastal waste. I think I went on a junk this weekend and I just saw along the coast heading to Tai Tam, there was just waste everywhere in the waters, which is quite depressing to say the least. Has it gotten worse in the last couple of years in your eyes? I mean, how much has El Nino and the massive flooding that we see in the Pearl River Delta impacted the capabilities of the ocean really to kind of flush out this pollution?
No, it has certainly gotten worse. I think all the aspects that you mentioned, the climate change, the El Nino, the weather, and the fact that waste management practices, both in Hong Kong and the region, have been suboptimal, all contributed to this. I think what happened recently along our coast is just a symptom of accumulation of poor practices.
I was struck by the results of one of your recent surveys where you found that Hong Kongers are significantly more unhappy about their life versus the folks, let's say, in Singapore and Shanghai. What do you think is at the root of that? Were you able to tease out some themes that might be useful in terms of informing the debate on public policy?
I think a number of things. I think, well, first of all, I mean, there is a contextual difference between among these three cities, even though prima facie, there's also a lot of similarities. The survey was done as a comparative study of Hong Kong, Shanghai, and Singapore. All these are a high density, relative to most places, high-income Asian mega cities. But Hong Kong, you're right, ranks unfortunately bottom of the three in terms of life satisfaction. And specifically, I think a couple of things jumped out and worried us the most. For example, two-thirds of the Hong Kong respondents actually think Hong Kong is not a good place for children to grow up in. And 42% of the Hong Kong respondents in the survey said that they would move away if they could. I think there are a number of underlying themes here. I think a discontent with the quality of government is certainly one of them in Hong Kong, but also the general feeling that Hong Kong is not a good place for children to grow up in a number of ways, not only education, but values in terms of upward mobility and a sense of eroding freedom and values.
Maura, I'm curious to think of the government. Have they responded to these types of concerns? I mean, are we seeing enough programs out there to really tackle issues such as, you know, the living standards, the vehicle emissions, even air pollution here in Hong Kong?
I think the government is paying attention to many of these issues and has been working on them. But unfortunately, I think progress has been a lot slower than a lot of people would like to see. For example, you know, just to give you a small example, as I mentioned, we worked a lot in air pollution and air quality in Hong Kong. As early as 2002, an expert group formed by the Environment Protection Department in Hong Kong actually came up with a study. They hired a consultant to do a study, and they supported the consultant's proposal to improve air quality in Hong Kong by using certain remote sensing equipment and treadmills for inspection of vehicles with with bad exhaust emissions. This was something that was pointed out by the Office of the Ombudsman's report in January 2016. Despite the fact that it was pointed out in 2002, 14 years have happened, have lapsed, and the Transport Department did not follow up on the proposal. So I think there are certain a number of issues that certain departments in the government are aware of, have been trying to do things about, but it's not well coordinated. Other departments don't respond.
I'm wondering whether they're maybe getting a little bit of pressure from the business community. I would imagine that some of the business businesses that are would be impacted on things like emissions or port activity and the extent to which there is pollution going on at the port, that may be a little bit unhappy with your findings.
Well, actually, very interesting you point out industry. One of the key work that Civic Exchange has done really since 2006 has been to work with the shipping industry in order to improve ship emissions in Hong Kong. And actually, we have more successes than setbacks when it comes to working with the industry in that regard. For example, we were able to work with the industry and facilitated in 2011 something called the Fair Winds Charter. Before that, a lot of people thought that the air pollution problem in Hong Kong actually maybe came from just local or perhaps came from the north. But actually, most of the sulfur dioxide problem, for example, in Hong Kong actually came from ships. And we were able to work with the shipping industry to come up with a voluntary scheme in order to regulate that. And since then, a lot of progress has been made. I mean, last year in 2015, Hong Kong government actually was able to come up with a piece of legislation mandating that all ocean-going vehicles at berth in Hong Kong have to switch to cleaner vehicles.